News you want, people you know. WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul at 830. It's midnight.
CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer. The deadline has passed, and Iraq is not pulling out of Kuwait, setting the stage for war. President Bush has said it would likely come sooner rather than later. Newsman John Holland in Baghdad says many people there are on edge, but not everyone.
Those with cars are choosing to jump into them and to try to leave town. Others I spoke with in the last 12 hours said they intended to stay put right where they were, that they would ride it out, even if it meant waiting days and days for anything to happen here. They still seem convinced that somehow something can be worked out at the last minute. This deadline, of course, is only an authorization. People here recognize that. They don't see that as a starting gun for war. But they are clearly extremely concerned and a little bit frightened now about the prospects of an attack on Baghdad.
And correspondent Bob Simon in Saudi Arabia says U.S. commanders seem to be playing on those fears.
There were reports the Air Force was especially busy overnight, that they were flying out of all their bases up and down the Saudi coast just to keep the Iraqis on edge.
Correspondent Simon says the Air Force is ready for more than mind games.
The forces on the ground may not be at their full peak yet, but the Air Force is ready to strike, and there's very little doubt that they will do so.
Another day of anti-war protests throughout the United States. From coast to coast, people gathered to call for restraint. Three separate demonstrations were held in San Francisco, and two of them resulted in some 500 arrests. Demonstrators also were arrested on the sidewalk in front of the White House. 38 people were taken into custody at Westover Air Force Base near Chicopee, Massachusetts, where other demonstrators sang for peace. There were also anti-war protests in Britain. About 50 people were arrested during a demonstration in London outside Parliament. No trouble was reported at a protest at the U.S. Embassy in London.